from 2 Tango Mobile.
DFW, good morning, Rusty.
Yeah, it is still morning. Got to run by and drop some mail off in the mailbox. Mom's house. I'm going over to do some computer work for him this morning.
Tell him we said, hey, yeah, we're headed over here to Harris Teeter to do a little grocery shopping.
I guess that's as good a place as any to go grocery shopping. Never shopped there. And I take it back. I did go there once and didn't find anything I was looking for, so I went somewhere else.
Their fuel points are a little bit better than Ingles, where you can, the way they have them, how you can use them, it works out a little bit better for us.
And I guess a little bit on me there. I don't know whether it's where I am or where you are today, but you're breaking up a little bit there.
Is that any better?
Yeah, it is. Pretty day out here. It's already 71 degrees according to my car thermometer. Supposed to get up into the upper 70s today and supposed to be around 80 or a little bit higher tomorrow, so sounds like it's going to be a good weekend.
Hey, spring's finally here. What do you think?
Say, spring was last weekend, so, you know, I guess it will actually start coming in, so we'll see what happens here. Oh, and like I said, it's a beautiful morning, but there's a lot of dust in the air. And, of course, still a lot of pollen, too. Not as much as there was, but, you know. And, of course, people are out mowing grass, so they're kicking up more dust.
Actually, I got to do that myself this weekend.
It comes and does fine, because I'm not able to. I don't have a lawnmower to start with. The one I got sits in my yard. It used to sit in my yard. Had a broken shaft on it. It's gone. And never thought to buy another one because I got a postage stamp yard and I got someone that comes and does. In fact, takes him longer to load and unload his equipment than does for him to actually mow my yard.
You need to get some exercise. Try to keep these old muscles working.
Plenty of that. I get plenty of that. I'm on the go all the time, up and down, around about. Headed out, like I said, today, headed to Tom's house, got to do some, try to get his new computer with some stuff running again that we haven't gotten running yet, so I'm going to go over and work on that for him today, and then I'll come back, and I got to do a few other things around the house this afternoon, so, you know, I stay busy, and get up, get out, and go around, and then I'll be at church for a good while tomorrow because I'm ringing handbells and also singing in the chancel choir, so it's going to be a busy day tomorrow.
That, well, at least keeping busy, keeps you going. If you ever get, you know, stationary, then your health goes downhill, right?
Any of that, I dropped down into a spot over here that's kind of rough, so I didn't get any of that, so try again.
I'm getting ready to get into a bad spot myself, so I'll say 7-3. You have a good one. Tell Miss Tom and Miss Bernice and Tom that we said hey, and I'll catch you later. Have a safe and good day. KN4 TFW.
All right, we'll catch you another time. W2T Mobile, N0TR, W2T.
N0TR. Rusty, W2T, N0TR. I was down the hall and was drying my hands here and didn't want to get the microphone all wet with wet hands. Are you on the road again like Willie Nelson?
Yep. Got to go by and drop some mail in a mailbox somewhere, and then I got to stop and pick up a couple items a couple of places, and then I should get there in about 11:30, so it should be somewhere around that time when I get there.
Well, thank you, Rusty. Glad to see you. How many miles is it over here from your place?
I didn't check this morning. I can find it. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll be able to check in here. Hang on a second.
I set my odometer every time I drive. Or just the Plan B one, not the A one. And just a habit of mine I've got into, and I like to see how many miles I've driven. Yesterday, we drove, I think, 91 miles down to Anderson and back.
I've driven 3.8 miles since I left the house, and that was 8-9 minutes ago. So, you know, I'll let you know when I get. We'll take a look at it when I get there, and we'll see what my total mileage is, and everything. Because I got, like I said, I got to make a couple of stops, so I'll keep up with what's coming up. And by the time we get over there, I'll have it figured out. How about that?
Curious. We was going to some antenna, but might be able to do a little bit. But I'm just not able to go traipsing through the timber and doing things like that anymore, Rusty. And you know what? But and I don't imagine you are either too much. But I think you still have a little bit you wanted to tweak on your antennas. Well, last night, it was pretty late, so I didn't text you. But the band come open on 20 meters. I mean, you could talk to United Arab Emirates or Qatar or any place basically around the world there, just like a telephone call for a while.
WPX starting last night and going until 2359 Zulu tomorrow night. I didn't even bother to turn my radio on because the nets that I would normally get into were probably hopeless. And so I just stayed off of it and didn't even check into the 2-meter net. I forgot to do that. And so anyway, and go up here to Publix where there is a public mailbox that I can drop mail into, and then I will be on my way to my next stop. So anyway, I'm going to step out of the car here for a minute. Be back shortly. W2T.